Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
I'm here with the legendary Gary Player, winner of 9 major titles, 9 senior major titles, 165 tournaments around the world on 6 continents, over 7 decades. Gary, it is a pleasure to have you on Talking Golf.
Well, thank you, and nice to talk to you. This is the second time. I'm looking forward to it.
Yes, indeed. And when you think of international ambassadors for the game, you think of Gary Player, 85 years young.
That's exactly right.
Unbelievable. Very inspirational. In fact, you and I were doing push-ups and sit-ups in the driveway at your daughter's home last summer.
Yeah, you're the first chick that ever beat me.
I know. You were.
I'm not married to you. If I came home late, I'd be in serious trouble.
You were impressed by my biceps, and my 14-year-old golden retriever and Scott were watching us. So it's really a memory I will never forget. I treasure it. Every conversation I treasure with you. But when you think of international ambassadors for the game, you think of Gary Player. The fact that Hideki Matsuyama won the Masters, being the first man from Japan to win a major title, is so great for the game globally, isn't it, Gary?
It really is, and I've been to Japan on more than 30 occasions, and I made so many friends there, and they had so many wonderful golfers, and, you know, Aoki finished second to Jack Nicklaus in the U.S. Open, and they've had a host of really good players, and, you know, 6% of Japan play golf. So this is a very, very big victory. And I must tell you that had that not had this COVID, they would have had at least 60 pressmen from Japan to cover it. And I said to Matsuyama, I said, now you've won the Masters. I'm so pleased because you'll be president and I won't need a visa to visit Japan.
He certainly is even going to be more of a rock star in Japan, for sure. And, you know, Xander Schauffele turned up the volume on the second 9. 4 straight birdies before he tripled the 16th. And I was getting nervous for Hideki Matsuyama.
So was I. And this is a great lesson. It's surprising, though, throughout history. If you go back to 1978, and I was 7 behind Tom Watson and shot 64, came back in 30 on the back 9 to win. The next week, I went down to the Tournament of Champions at La Costa, California, and I was 7 behind Ballesteros on a cold day, and I shot 65 and beat him. And then the next week, I went to Houston, 6 behind Andy Bean, and shot another 64. So I went 64, 65, 64, and won 3 in a row, and I was 20 shots behind those 3 tournaments in a with 1 round to go. So I'm telling everybody, listen, have you any idea what it's like to lead Augusta? The pressure, you come down the line, you're playing nicely, you're even par, and some of the guys 6 under. It's nerve-wracking. It's something that I want to tell you. That's why I'm pretty gray at 85, having had played there 52 times. You can have a 10-shot lead there and not win. One year, I was 9 shots behind Arnold Palmer, playing the 3rd hole, and playing the 11th hole, I was 2 shots ahead. Can you imagine this? I mean, but anyway, he hung in there. I call him Soufflé because I like to give everybody a nickname. Soufflé, I mean, just had he's a wonderful young man, very well behaved, and is a gentleman and had a great chance to win. And the one thing you cannot do, that 16th hole, you've got to hit a draw in there. You've got to aim on the right-hand side of the green.
That's right.
You can't get greedy. You aim on the right-hand side of the green, and if you hit the green with a little draw, you're going to run down to the pin. You can't. You've got to aim more to the right than you think.
Absolutely. And the young woman from Japan won the Augusta National Women's Amateur as well, Tsubasa Kachitani. So what a week for the Japanese players. Let's switch focus to Lee Elder, the first black player to compete in the Masters. He joined you and Jack Nicklaus, Gary, as honorary starters to kick off the Masters. What did that mean to you?
Well, it meant an awful lot to me, and I think this was the most historic Masters that I played in. In 1969, I wanted to put a spoke in the wheel of segregation in South Africa, and I invited Lee Elder to come down to play in our PGA. He was obviously very scared and reluctant to come, but I convinced him that it would be fine, and he came down against a lot of black people's better wishes here. He came down, he got standing ovations, they loved him, and we went to other venues, and we did a lot of good work together. I was called a traitor for inviting a black man to play in our tour. You know how things were in the old days in America and South Africa. And it went off great. And he had a lot of courage to come down and do that. And, you know, he started off in the caddy ranks and built himself up and became a very, very good player. You know, I think he tied with Jack Nicklaus at Akron, Ohio, if I'm not mistaken, and lost in a playoff or something very close. He could really play. And there, but unfortunately, he's not very healthy. But to have him on the first tee, you see, the first tee's brought back many great memories to me. There, the previous year, when Arnold Palmer, my dear friend, had died, they had his chair on the first tee with his jacket hanging over there, and Jack Nicklaus and I were in tears. I mean, this first tee is quite a thing, and that's why I train. When I go to the gym, I train like crazy for one of the things, and that's to hit a great drive down the first hole, because 1 billion people see you hit it. I got emails and SMSs from around the world. What a great shot, and it was actually the best drive I've hit in the last year. I mean, I really creamed it. I mean, I hit it 52 yards past Jack. And so, you know, the whole thing is just a spectacular ambience. That's the best way to put it.
Well, Gary, I know it's difficult to discuss, but your son Wayne is in a lot of hot water based on what happened on the first tee during that incredible ceremony and something that's so revered. And I know as a father, being a parent is so challenging, but he's a mature adult. And what are your thoughts about that?
Well, first of all, look, you know, if you do something that people don't agree with, but don't forget that everybody in the world makes mistakes. Now, I'm the first to admit that wasn't the most intelligent thing to do. I don't think he did it with any malice. I mean, he was, you know, basically telling his friends, my father will play with this ball, and I think his friends didn't believe it because it's not a ball on the market. But it was wrong. And I said to Augusta, listen, a man's got to take his punishment. If he does something wrong and you don't want him back here again, then just bar him. You know, that's what you got to do. But, you know, I think people in this world today are very – I'm not saying Augusta at all. I'm just talking about generally speaking. You know, when I got the Medal of Freedom, which is the greatest honor can be bestowed upon you in America, I spent my life fighting for freedom, my life. I built churches in South Africa with black people. I built schools. I sponsored black golfers. I resigned from the PGA as president because I asked them to vote a couple of black gentlemen on the PGA, and they never did, so I resigned. I wore black and white pants at the British Open in St. Andrews as a quiet demonstration. And when I got the Medal of Freedom, because Donald Trump gave it to me, it's not a Donald Trump award. This was an American award. This was started with Kennedy way, way back in history. And I was called a racist because I took it from Donald Trump. So you've got to understand there are a lot of people with a lot of hatred in their hearts. And what did Dr. Martin Luther King and Mandela and Mahatma Gandhi say? Three of the greatest leaders the world's ever known. They were persecuted, and they loved people. And they said, love will always beat hate.
Congratulations, Gary, on getting the Medal of Freedom. That is a huge honor. I think it was the timing of when, you and Annika received that Medal of Freedom that was controversial, and that was, a Donald Trump scheduling issue. But it is truly an honor. But going back to Wayne, do you know if it's true? Will he be banned from Augusta National and the Masters going forward?
I don't know. And if he is, so be it. It's not the end of the world for him. If they do, that's fine. That's fine. Then he must just accept the punishment. But life goes on. And, he said to me, Dad, I didn't mean to do anything that was detrimental or against Augusta. And Lee Elder is a very dear friend of Wayne's, a very dear friend. And he even phoned Lee Elder. And Lee Elder said, don't worry about it. He said, my goodness me, I've always loved you and you love me. But, people make things so bad. But anyway, win in Rome, do as the Romans do. If you do something Augusta doesn't like, let me tell you, Augusta have done a lot of things that a lot of people don't like as well throughout history. But that's their course. It's their tournament. And you've got to abide by their rules. And if you don't, you've got to be asked to leave. And we'll see what their verdict is in the end. Whatever happens, so be it.
How do you deal with these ups and downs, Gary? I mean, dealing with these issues that have become so very public. A lot of people have issues with their families, right? Whether they're young or very mature. But, I mean, this is all played out globally because of how popular you are and how well-known you are, and you're right there on the first tee.
Yeah, but every parent has problems with their children. I mean, there's no parent that's ever existed that doesn't have problems with their children. And this is part of a family. Look, I'm very blessed. We have 6 children, 22 grandchildren of all colors and nationalities. We have the United Nations. I've been with my wife for 71 years. We've had a wonderful journey. Am I going to worry about a few jerks that write in and condemn me for something? They don't even know us. They don't have no idea. They just get pleasure. They get great pleasure in crucifying and condemning people. If you cannot take the heat, get out of the kitchen.
Mark has had some issues as well. How are things going with Mark Player, another one of your sons?
I was very disappointed the way he criticized his brother. My goodness me. That's the pot calling the kettle black. So, but, when you just keep moving ahead. You're like Old Man River. You keep rolling along. We've changed our business structure now. Mark is not with us anymore. He's my son, but we have a new team. We're doing very well. We got lots of ideas for charity and for representing companies and traveling around the world. We got lots of great ideas and a great team, and we're all smiling as we walk along.
It's very difficult for any of us to imagine what Lee Elder went through as a black man in a sport that was not opened at all to black competitors at that time.
Correct. Now, let's just look what happened to me. I wasn't allowed to play golf because I was a South African. I wasn't allowed to play in Japan, Denmark, Sweden, China, India. I can rattle off all the countries. Thank God for a country like America and Britain and Australia, where democracy is at the fore. The freedom is there. As you know, freedom is dying around the rest of the world. It's dying rapidly, and it's on a downward grade in America. The freedom is also starting to diminish here in America, which is sad. But very sad for me, because there's nobody of the 350 million people that loves America more than I do. But you take when I played at Dayton, Ohio. I mean, the things that happened to me in my career are also pretty sad. I'm playing in the PGA, which I lost by one shot. They threw telephone books in my back, ice in my eyes, charged me on the green, threw balls between my legs, screamed on my backswing, and I lost the PGA by one. I was not bitter. I said, well, that's the punishment that I've got to take as a South African. I said, I didn't invent segregation in my country. I said, but they were trying to get at me so they could get at the government to eradicate segregation. But I took it like a man. You know, you go through all the things that happen to you in your life. Everybody has something, and you just got to keep fighting and do the best. And that's what Lee Elder did, and that's why I love him, and that's why we've been the best of friends. He asked me, he got the Bobby Jones Award, he asked me to introduce him to the Bobby Jones Award. Charlie Sifford, who was never allowed to play in America when he first started, he asked me to induct him into the Hall of Fame, a white South African. So, you know, all the honors, you have good things in life and you have bad things in life. And as long as your family, everybody will have problems with their family. As long as they have love, unmeasured love in their heart, that's the most important thing. Respect, to honor thy mother and thy father, and to have respect and love in their heart.
Well, you are a true inspiration, Gary Player, and I thank you so much for joining me. I do have one other comment, and I think your daughter Amanda should have caddied for you the other day. Or one of your grandkids. I'm just saying.
What did they do?
I said, I think the other day when you were hitting the honorary tee shot at Augusta National, your daughter Amanda should have caddied for you or one of your grandkids.
That would have saved a lot of trouble, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. No,
but you can't work out things in life. Actually, it was all planned for my business friend in South Africa to caddy for me, but he couldn't get out of South Africa. So at the last minute, and you see people write in, oh, this was all planned by Wayne. And it wasn't, because he came in at the very last minute. My friend from South Africa couldn't get here because of the COVID. And so you see, people all know everything, but they don't know the true facts of the story. But anyway, that's fine. You know, we keep smiling. As they say, be happy. Don't make trouble. Otherwise, you make it double. Be happy.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.